Jeff Ward, the immortal Jeff Ward. Here we are, Steel City. Great job by Josh Grant today. Got a podium, and Chisholm, some bad luck for him, but I think he was riding pretty good.
Yeah, Chisholm's real great. He caught up there and passed, I think, Brayton, and then was right passing Short, and Short, I think he hit a brake bump, a little bit too hard trying to stay ahead of him, and they both went down. But other than that, he would have been top 10 today for sure, and even hurt his leg, I think, the first moto, so that kind of sucked a little bit, but he toughed it out. But then, yeah, Josh, I mean, he's been riding great all year. He just needed to get some starts, and he got them, and so he got to run up front and see the pace. And when it rained that moto there at the first one, it was a little tricky. And
yeah.
And they are the first one or second one?
Second one.
And but he did good. Yeah. You know, proud of him. So finally, you know, it's taken a little while to get where he needs to be, but it's a confidence builder for next year. You know, and that he made the year without getting two, you know, injuries. Right.
Yeah, definitely for him, he's just got to keep it on two wheels. We know he's got the speed. Hey, we spoke a little while ago, and you said that you gave Josh a little bit of a pep talk, let's say, and maybe told him to, you know, I don't want to say pick it up, but hey, pick it up. It's worked, though. I think it's worked, and I think whatever you told him, it helped him, or maybe bike changes, but, you know, it's a long season, and it looks like he needed that push at the end.
Yeah, well, a lot of guys get, you know, complaining, kind of just relax them where they're at, and you know,
this from a guy who rode 96 straight days.
There's nothing that's ever permanent. So, you know, you just don't sit there and kick back on yesterday. And, you know, and yeah, we had some talks with them and, you know, Mike Kranyak and what we're doing next year. And it's like, you know, we got sponsors that want to come on board and this and that. So, yeah, he's doing what he needs to be doing. And, you know, and it's tough because he has been coming off an injury. So if you don't want to push him at the beginning, because then if he gets hurt, then it's like, well, you know, why'd you push him? But he's been in it for the whole year. I think he's healthy enough, and there's no reason why he can't run with those guys up front. When you haven't run in their pace, you know, Lissy's pace or Dungy's pace, it's hard to get right there just in one weekend. And unfortunately, there's only one race left, and if there were six more, I would think by the end of the year he could probably run up there with those guys. But
when do you look to make an announcement for your team riders next year? What, talk about the timeline for that.
Yeah, probably after you know, Elsinore, a couple weeks. Okay. We just want to get everything in place, and then we want to finish this year out and give everybody that's here, you know, 100% before you start going. And it just takes away from what you're doing now. It's like you're looking forward and you're forgetting what you're doing. So, and plus, we want to make sure all the sponsors are on board. They're on board, and everything's. Otherwise, yeah. You have to do, you know, you do one, and then you get a new spot, a bigger spot, and then you got to do it again. It's like
nobody
wants to care anymore. So. We'll put it together when the time's right.
What about yourself? First year back on the scene full time. Your name's on the truck. Has it been everything you thought it would be? What's it been up and down? I mean, how's it been? Frustrated with riders at times? Talk about that.
It's been cool. Yeah. I haven't been here since 1992. Mm-hmm. Last time I won here was here. So, yeah, it's cool coming back. Same tracks that I raced to. It brings back memories. But, you know, I'm not even really traveling more than I did because I race trucks and I. Yeah. Did other stuff with my kid. I'm still doing it, so I'm gone every weekend at a track, no matter where. But it's cool to have a team and be a part of it, and it kind of, you know, brings me back from, you know, the days when I was racing. And it's good for the sport, I hope, and you know, hopefully it just keeps getting bigger and better, and you know, and it'll be here for a long time.
What's been the one thing you've had to deal with this year that you never imagined you would be, or one thing that's taken more of your time than you ever thought would as an owner?
Just the day in and day out stuff that goes on, you know. As a racer, you don't care.
Right.
So now everybody's got a, you know, I wouldn't say a complaint, but an issue or a opinion, I should say, or whatever. So yeah, it's just, you know, I'm not used to dealing with that. I'm just used to dealing with myself. Yeah. I just quit racing like a year and a half ago or trucks, and my focus was just on me. So besides my kids and family, but yeah, that's the biggest thing, you know. I mean, there's so many different personalities, and you know, one guy gets this, well, why don't I get that? It's just, so it's like, just do your job. And win races. When you win, everybody's happy, no matter what.
Yeah.
And we've had a tough year, and this team's had riders that won championships. So
right.
To come in and start finishing 10th, it's a different feeling, you know, going to the races. And now, like today, when you get in the podium, it doesn't matter what was going on. It's all great. So winning cures all.
Imagine that. Hey, talk about this place for a little bit. Did you like it when you raced? And talk about coming back here. You said earlier, you know, just same track. But what about this place when you raced?
Yeah, I raced here four times on a 500 and won all four times.
Oh, so that is good.
I didn't know that until I was on Racer X, and it always has, like, you know, the track, the past history. And I go on there because I see Carmichael won here. And I'm going, I think I won there. I know I won here my last race.
Yeah.
Winning was here. So I go check, and it's like, 1989 500 first, right. 90 first, 91 first, 92 first, 4 years. So
yeah, it's good track.
500s were here for 5 years. I won four of them. I didn't race the other one. Right, so right. good. Yeah, that and Washougal was, these are probably my two of my best tracks. I didn't even know it.
Well, hey, thanks a lot for the interview. And when they were talking about Fred Desnation's team, I threw in the fact that you were 7-0 and we should send you to Lommel, but didn't seem to gain much traction.
I'm going to bet the Nations
in
England. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm
with
up
Dogger.
The Dogger and Stanton and Rhino. So.
Wow, heavy hitter.
Fun,
yeah. So I haven't been riding, so it'll be perfect.
All right. Thanks, Wardy.
Okay, thanks.